Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Well, we have a special guest with us this week. So if you've been living under a rock and don't know who this wonderful gentleman is in our profession, you're about to meet him. And we really are going to be talking about something that is so important to our profession, putting people at the heart of the veterinary profession. And with us is none other than Dr. Bob Murtaugh. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing well, Adam. Thanks for having me. It's really great to be here with you today.
I mean, so you have a lot to live up to now, my friend. Like I just said, if you're living under a rock, you don't know who this guy is.
That's a tough intro, my friend. I hope I live up to it.
You really do. I wholeheartedly mean this to our listeners. This man has done so much to this profession and the animals in which he and his team has served. And our profession is that much brighter with you in it. You have paved the way for so many. And just a little bit of information about our friend, Dr. Bob Murtaugh. He is the Chief Professional Relations Officer at Thrive Pet Healthcare. Dr. Murtaugh joined Thrive Pet Healthcare in 2015 as the Chief Medical Officer. In his current role as Chief Professional Relations Officer, Dr. Murtaugh is responsible for developing strategies to further establish and coordinate Thrive's meaningful partnerships with veterinary schools, including residency and internship programs. Bob is a board-certified veterinary emergency and critical care specialist and a board-certified specialist in veterinary internal medicine. He truly is a pioneer in specialty veterinary medicine and paved the way for emergency and critical care to become an American Veterinary Medical Association recognized specialty in 1989. Well, that's fantastic. I don't know what else to say after that. I think we should just end the podcast right now.
Okay. Now, I think, it seems like a long time ago, but it was just yesterday when that happened, you know, and I've been blessed to be alongside many great people in our profession and have never felt better about the direction that we're headed. We have our challenges at this time, but I think as we always have, we'll meet them together and move forward and be better for it. So thanks again for having me, Adam.
Of course. And there's one thing that many people know about you is you really walk the walk about gratitude. You really do. It's something that's probably part of your core values. And, you know, I hear you saying, I want to live gratitude many times. And you're such a big advocate for servant leadership. So, you know, to the listeners, what does servant leadership mean to you?
Yeah, I think for me and for the team here at Thrive Pet Healthcare, servant leadership really is taking care of our hospital teams. I mean, they're the ones that are on the front line, no more so than they have been the past 2 years. I think a lot of challenges and role as a leader in our profession and with our company is to really make sure that the well-being of our teams, their needs are met. They have growth opportunities and just really, you know, I get my pleasure as a leader from seeing people grow and transform and make differences in their world. So I think that's the important thing about servant leadership is bringing others up and making them better and giving them opportunity.
Yeah, I've always heard something like a good leader builds leaders. Simple and plain as simple as that. You know, like a good leader likes to build everyone up. And I do think that's what's so important about servant leadership. And, you know, there's been such a big focus on sustaining the veterinary profession and individual and collective well-being. And, you know, I want to ask you, what do you think about the business's role in supporting that trend?
Yeah, I think it's never been more at the forefront than it is today. I think companies like Thrive Pet Healthcare and even individual hospital owners in our profession these days really need to focus on not only the mental and emotional well-being of their teams, but also pay attention to their financial needs and just give them all the support that they need to thrive, not only at the job, but also in their personal lives and to just really stay in touch with them. So,
yeah, super important to make sure they stay connected and check in often, you know, and I always hear other hospitals being really transparent about, you know, talking about your day and listen, like I have some things going on at home. Maybe I have some family that's going through like COVID. We've all have been through and suffered so much, but I think it's great that you, you know, you check in with all the team members at your hospitals too. And speaking of, you know, the pandemic, the challenges has had such a significant impact on veterinary support staff. So what is Thrive doing about that component?
Yeah, I think we're recognizing that our staff is key to the success of our veterinarians and our ability to deliver what we're in the business to do, which is take care of people and their pets. And I think whether it's financial programs that we've instituted to reward people for longevity with our company on a financial side, or making sure that they have the emotional support that they need with regard to counseling availability. We've added paid parental leave for our team members, first in the industry to really give 8 weeks of paid parental leave, not only for family needs, but elder care or other aspects. And then not only parental leave, but parental leave. So we've given opportunity for people to get acquainted with their new pets that they might adopt at a local shelter. So we give 3 days of parental leave annually for our team members. So those are some of the things that we're doing. And I think it makes a difference for our teams that we care for them, not only on a financial level, but also on a personal level. And I think it's never more important in our profession than it is today.
Yeah, now more so than ever, I'm sure, you know. And what kind of leave was it called? I just wanted you to hear it say it one more time.
Parental.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like it a lot. It's possum and catastic.
Yeah, see, I mean, there you go.
This is what we do over the vet field, my friends, right? The listeners know. I mean, it's just, we can keep going and riffing on all these puns. But, you know, as long as I've known you, as many have known you, you've cultivated such meaningful relationships with veterinary schools too, which is so important. You served as the professor in the Department of Medicine, the director of the Veterinary Teaching Hospital, and the assistant dean of curriculum at Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine. So today you're managing partnerships with veterinary schools as chief professional relations officer. Anything new and exciting there that you can share with the listeners?
Yeah, I think, you know, our veterinary partners in universities are under similar pressure to those of us that are in practice. I mean, faculties are thin, stresses of the teaching hospital and other things. And so we're looking for opportunities to support them with regard to providing teaching services through our dental specialty group in Arizona at a number of universities, because a lot of teaching institutions don't have veterinary dentists on faculty, yet they have a requirement by the AVMA COE to provide that type of education. So we're looking for those kind of opportunities. We're also supporting student growth in primary care. We've sponsored a faculty member at Ohio State University in their Stanton program, which is looking at spectrum of care and providing students with a entry-level experience that brings them up to being good clinicians in their first year after graduation. And we're pleased to be part of that. Sponsoring residencies, helping provide training for individuals to enter the specialty realm in our profession. So it's really very heartening for me as a veterinarian and nearing the end of my career, not like you, Adam, who's just in the, you know, the beginning and the middle of excellence, but I'm, you know, thinking about how important it is for our profession to carry forward, and the university relationships and the partnerships that we're forming hopefully will be sustaining for a long time to come. It's really very rewarding for me as an individual.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was like, that's got to be so rewarding to see all those things happening in front of you. And, you know, looking back and looking ahead, where do you think the profession is heading to? Because you have a good pulse of the veterinary schools, the vet students. I always keep hearing the future of veterinary medicine is bright and shining. So tell us a little bit of some things of what that might mean to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, our profession's under pressure. Individuals have a lot of stresses. We need to be cognizant of taking care of our people, both individually and collectively. But I think, you know, we have a wonderful profession. We take care of people and pets, and we provide meaningful input to so many people's lives. And so I think from a standpoint of the future, I mean, we need to do some things differently. We need to change up the paradigm in veterinary medicine. I think, you know, you hear a lot of talk these days about creating middle tier practitioners, looking for opportunities to expand the healthcare access for people and their pets. I think telehealth has a long way to go to catch up to even our human counterparts at this point in time. And I think looking at growing the number of veterinarians, expanding vet school classes, adding new veterinary curricula, maybe even a totally virtual university, those kind of things I think are going to be necessary for us to move forward and meet the demand, which is already exceeding the supply. And I think we need to really focus on changing the paradigm for access to care for people and the pets that we serve. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I literally was just in a lecture at VMX last week. We were talking about access to care and what that looks like for the future, because it's scary in certain areas of the country where they have to go hours to try and have, for veterinary care, or even just the cost and price of finding affordable veterinary care for their pets too, is another interesting conversation.
Yeah, that's something that we're also looking at Thrive Pet Healthcare is the access to care for people that maybe are out of means, shall we say. And I think preventing medical surrender, we're working with a number of shelter groups to provide care and charitable services to prevent people losing their pets because of the fact that they can't afford care that we can provide. So I think the charitable aspect of being a veterinarian feeds into the type of company that Thrive Pet Healthcare and a number of other groups in our industry are about. And I think that's another part that we need to continue to focus on, is that everybody that has a pet deserves to keep that pet if we can find a way to treat them in a way that helps the pet get better. And it doesn't always have to be the gold standard either, you know?
Right. Well, this has been wonderful, and you can't leave without filling out this blank for me, okay? So I always like to have my guests fill out this and see. So I love being a veterinarian because?
I love being a veterinarian because it fulfills my personal needs. It provides me with an opportunity to reach out to others. And again, as a servant leader, the thing that's most rewarding for me is being able to help others. And that includes taking care of teams of caregivers. And when I was an active clinician, individual people and their pets, there's nothing more rewarding than being a veterinarian with that purpose in mind.
Yeah, really is. There's nothing beats it too. Well, Dr. Berg-Merton, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for all you do.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Good to see you, Dr. Crisman. All the best.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I want to tell our listeners too, by the way, like if there's one person that can, that may not know the answer, but he can certainly find it out for you or connect you, this is the person for you. He loves to help people, loves to connect. And I'm so proud to call him a friend and colleague too. So make sure you check him out. He's wonderful. And thank you to our friends at Thrive Pet Care as well for all you do too. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Please stay safe out there. Thank you for listening to this episode. And we will check back out with you next week. Continue to stay possum. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Crisman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.